Blog Talk Radio.
First person shooter mode. We turning your song to a funeral. So them niggas that say they want office, you better be talking about working in cubicles. Yeah, them boys had a lot, but I knew the code. A lot of niggas debating my numero. Not the three, not the two, I'm the UNO. Yeah. Numero UNO. Me and Jersey, this shit like the Super Bowl. Man, this shit done it big as a...
Biggest of what? Biggest of what? Biggest of what?
Biggest the Super Bowl, but the difference is it's just two guys playing shit that they did in the studio. Niggas usually send they verses back to me and they be terrible just like a two-year-old. I love a dinner with some fine women when they start debating about who the GOAT. I'm like, go ahead, say it then. Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT? Who the GOAT? Who you bitches really rooting for? Like a kid that had bad from January to November, nigga, it's just you and Cole.
Biggest of what? Biggest of what? Biggest of what?
Biggest of Super Bowl.
Niggas so thirsty to put me in beef. I set in my words and start looking too deep. I look at the tweets and start sucking my teeth. I'm letting it rock cause I love the mystique. I still wanna give me a song where I be. Can't trust everything that you saw on IG. Just know if I diss you, I make sure you know that I hit you like I'm on your call ID. I'm naming the album to fall off. It's pretty ironic cause it ain't no fall off for me. Still in this bitch getting bigger. They waiting on the kid to come drop like a father to be. Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot? Is it Aubrey or me? We the big three like we started to leave. But right now I feel like Muhammad Ali. Yeah, Muhammad Ali, the one that they call when they shit ain't connecting no more. Feel like I got a job in IT. Rhyming with me is the biggest mistake. The Spider-Man meme is me looking at Drake. It's like we recruited your homies to be demon deacons. We got them attending your wake. Hey, how the gang got away from the bars and this shit like a prison escape. Everybody steppers with fucking and everybody breakfast and I'm about to clear up my plate. When I show up, it's motion picture, blockbuster. The GOAT with the golden pen, the top toucher. The spot rusher, spray this whole shit up, the crop duster. Not rusher, but apply pressure to your cranium. Cold's automatic when aiming them. With the boy in the status of stadium. Nigga.
Hey, I'm about to. Yo, I'm about to click out on this shit, I'm about to click, whoa. I'm about to click out on this shit, I'm about to click, whoa. I'm down to click out on you hoes and make a crime scene. I click the trigger on a stick like a high beam. And I was Benny Will Whip when I was 19. She called my number, leave her hanging, she got dry clean. She got an Android, her messages is lime green. I search one name and end up seeing 20 teens. Nadine, Christine, Justine, Kathleen, Charlene, Pauline, Claudine. Man, I pack them in this phone like some sardines. And they send me naked pictures, it's a small thing. You niggas still taking pictures on a golf stream. My youngest richer than you rappers and they all stream. I really hate that you been selling them some false dreams. Man, if your pub was up for sale, I'd buy the whole thing. Will they ever give me flowers? Well, of course not. They don't wanna have that talk cause it's a sore spot. They know the boy, the one they got a boycott. I told Jimmy Jam I use a Grammy as a doorstop. Girl, give me some hair because I need it. And if I fuck with you, then after I might eat it. What? Niggas talking about when this gonna be repeated. What the fuck, bro? I'm one away from Michael. Nigga, beat it. Nigga, beat it. What? Beat it. What? Beat it. What? Beat it. What?
Pressy, pressy, he wanna fuck cause I'm icy. He never met no one like me, it's pretty
how now they don't like me in it. This ain't rent it. Skirt from the plane, I'm borders. Maybe you can't afford it. I'm with my dogs and we out in shortage. Shortage, shortage, shortage. You got a shortage on your funds and I got a long clip on my gun. Sounds like fun, I got no shortage, I'm no bum. Reach for my purse and you're done. Reach for the purses. Big bang, wearing designer, I'm in the future. I got a future, I'm in a new truck. I'm in a booth, y'all drink kombucha. Singing with Smiley, speaking me highly. Tryna go Kylie, I wake up finally. Suffering silence, waking up violent. Checking the finest, choosing the finest. That's the environment, I'm at assignment. Look at the timing. AP, ooh, I'm checking my timing. Cleaning my watch, cleaning it up. Getting my job, I got a job. Kicking, kicking, kicking. Drop my Nike, Nike. Very good check, they like me. Man tell me he like me. He wanna fuck me very likely. Can't even honor it, man.
I think that's true.
I'm in London, I like to go and shop at the mall. Shop at the Prada, shop at the store. Shop in the drop, it's up in Dior. Louis Vuitton, cover my toes. Throw in my trousers, look at my bricks. These are my tennis, look at my shoes. Look at my shoes, chrome hot soaps and sandals. Men's outside in crocs and shambles. Please quick talk, no rambles. Soon as they send they bread, I cancel. Ooh. I like to tangle, twist and entangle. Testing the angles, up in the bank though. I got the singles, you with the same ones. I like the bankroll.
Planes just landed, Heathrow, hop off the G4 standard. We see her off this Chico, we blow his top, now he's volcanic. Please don't panic, over my lingo, both of my feet so planted. Go with that ring on my finger, but yet I'm still killing, I'm single-handed. Jump on a gun like I'm Ringo, I'm in this bitch with no taint like I'm Django. We from the ends where they know that they can't go. She go both ways, so I'm tasting a rainbow. Yummy, they got no more bread, they're crummy. The same way that Mella was staring at Rhea is the way that I stare at the money. I'm ready to risk it, all if I lift it, bet I won't miss it. You a statistic, thought shit was sweet till we popped up and popped off the top of your mystic. I go ballistic, popped out the drop, got the drop on the up, now I'm opportunistic. I like to shop in the district, copping this, copping that, I'm proper capitalistic. Dreamer, dreamer, running the game in my signature trainers. Balenciaga for joggers, I might just wear crops at the O2 Arena. Splendid, got no limits. Should have a tank on my pendant. Blokes going broke trying to keep up with cold, but I make it back soon as I spend it. Maybach tinted, excuse me sir, but ain't that rented? I'm offended, straight cash for my Benzes. We don't pay back interest, aim at fences. When I swing, pay respects and kiss my ring. Even Elizabeth said I'm king.
Well, he's lucky, well right, isn't he?
Why would I choose between this one or that one when I know that I can have both? I laugh at these rappers for capping. I guess CIP ain't the only one out here with jokes. Man don't want smoke.
I just don't understand. I don't even think they should be allowed to breathe the same air as him, if you ask me.
I'm in London, I like to go and shop at the mall. Shop at the Prada, shop at the store. Shop in the drop, it's up in Dior.
Let's get it. Hop off a 15 passenger. This a G5, no, this not a Challenger.
Big one.
I keep some members with me in the fridge. The coat seats, they some cannibals.
Eaters.
They like to get geek. Drink a whole bottle, wake up and repeat. She took a look, mixed it with the chill out. Now she said she's saying 3D.
Wow.
I go in the jungle and they got a coat. I bet I come out with a meme.
I bet I
do this for the fam, cause it's bigger than me.
Big.
Color stones in my infinity lane. And in the factory masterpiece. I call him twin, could that be my brother? We got the same roller, he matching me. Nah, for real.
Water on me, like the sun.
Wait.
Song, carrots, song, pointers. All these commas, I won't fumble. Me go gunners out the jungle. Buy it all. Front of me. Cake on me, no funnel.
Cash.
Drop top, feeling like stunner.
Drop top,
JD play, no runner. We gon' chrome my wallet.
Woo.
Smoke my pilot. Pay the revive to the traffic.
Traffic.
I was outside just serving narcotics.
Narcotics.
Woo. Pay me that stick.
Mm.
Made one wrong move, just popping.
Popping.
Living on broke with the flooded out in the hotel lobby.
Flood.
It's crowded. Diamonds be dancing like Bobby.
They dance.
Don't touch the dick. Give you cocky.
Don't touch it.
We geeky, gon' trend on the top,
key trend.
The way I pull up, I'ma pop it and none of these niggas.
We
don't stop, pull up, gone. Put that don't get a cup for the drip on my 5 kilo. Keep stacking your bank, I get big. Never will I throw some shade on it. On tank, look, don't play with it. I see the big picture, we up on it. The huncho, the one you gon' call on me. I got your back, you gon' follow me. When I get up, we gon' ball on it. Ball. Look, we beat out the system. Water on me, like the sun of sun. Carrots, sun, pointers. All these commas, I won't fumble. Migo gunners out the jungle. Buy it all, front of me. Cake on me, no funnel. Cash. Drop top, feeling like stunner. Drop top, KD play, no runner. We gon' chrome my wallet, smoke my pilot. A3 vibe to the traffic.
Traffic.
I was outside just serving narcotics.
Narcotics.
Woo. Pay me that stick. Made one wrong move, just pop it.
Pop it.
Living on broke with the flooded out in the hotel lobby.
Bread by the loaf, turbo the motor, tic-tac-toe, kill another vulture, selling the boat.
do yoga. I deserve rewards. Serving these boulders. 100 grand large, run a shop, that's a total. Fill up the garage. I'm a mogul. Ain't no facade, ain't no fugazi. I jump it off, I get paid. Drop top rush, I'm going crazy. I put shots, smoking on haze. Now I try to floss, Cartier shades. Candy in the cup, gotta get paid. King in the streets, young the maid. Spreading on the crowd, take it to the grave. Ain't having problems, I'm sipping the bar. Shout out to Dallas, my fuck is a star. Get rich, ready to take you to war. Piss on your casket, shoot at your bra. Do you something nasty, roll you in a car. Get graphic, put me in a car. I get your brand new roller tomorrow. I put that brand new roller on your arm. Ain't moving slow, but I'm still on R. Tennis braces and they came with the frost. Cuba links all the way up to your jaw. Step on the swag when I step on a bra.
Soft night feeling. Why you be a hero? But live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
As soon as you up, I'm gonna bring you down. The weight of the world, head on my shoulders for the crown.
I ain't got a case, so I can't save you now. Wanna hate you, I'd rather see you drown.
And the world keeps spinning, like I'm the only one. And
am I the only one?
Why? They don't wanna see you
under the bed. So who's really the villain?
Welcome, welcome everybody to Epiphany Radio presents King and Queen's Quarters. We are here tonight, Power of Poetry. I'm your host, King Atterbury, and I have with me tonight, filling in for the Diva La Perla Negra, Lisa Litz. Hey, this show is sponsored by the CEO, for real, the author and poet, Larry Maddox. So, yo, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to spit your piece or just continue to tune in. But, yo, tell a friend and call in and spit that shit. You know what I mean? The power of poetry. You know, we still under this energy of the full moon, so, hey, let's get it cracking. What's going on, Lisa?
Hey, what's happening? I am so tickled to be here.
Hey, that's what's up. Thank you for filling in, you know what I mean? And to the Divas, I hope y'all feeling better. You know what I'm saying? Much prayers in the air to y'all. So just want to throw that out there. And a big shout out to our station manager, Poetic Van Meadows. You know what I mean? So how you feeling about this power of poetry tonight, Lisa?
I've been a little bit excited about this all day. And I've never been with you on your show, so this is a new thing for me, but I'm enjoying the ride as it goes.
Hey, that's what's up. You know, the question we got to people out here, find the words to shine on your lines. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for me, it depends on what moves me at the time. I was a news producer for many years, and sometimes the things that I see in the news, as a producer, you have to stay down the middle. You can't have an opinion. You have to just present the news. But as a person, we're all moved by the things that we see and hear, and we all have our opinions on it. So a lot of times my opinions of what's going on end up in my poetry.
I know that's right. Hey, that's the way it gotta be, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta work your way through it, you know what I'm saying? Personally, I like to recalibrate energy, you know what I'm saying? When you around, I don't like to even say negative all the time, just weird energy, you know what I'm saying? The vibe is mm-hmm. not too accurate or correct. I'm just like, sometimes it makes me be like, oh, man. So I get into my creative space, you know what I'm saying? I don't really try, it just happens, because that's my thing. I just start writing, and then I'm cool, you know what I'm saying? Even being back around it. Took me a long time to get there like that, but, you know.
Yeah. Sometimes the only thing you can do is write it out, because you can't really say everything you want off the top of your head.
That's true. Very true. I mean, but hey, look. You know, it is what it is, though. You know, dealing with this world. You know, we just got that full moon energy. It's about to say bye-bye. But this energy was,
especially with around this time of the year, Halloween is always brings its own energy.
Oh yeah, he's right about that. So right. But hey, y'all, how about we embark on some of this poetry right now? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We got a few callers calling in, but we gonna do us. You know what I'm saying? Hey, like I always tell down here, queens before the kings.
Okay. All right, so the piece that I'm bringing tonight is actually inspired by a new story. I'm sure that we remember in like May of 2022, there was another school shooting in an elementary school in Texas. And this piece was inspired by the things that I saw, because we see what all the adults have to say, but we never hear what the children have to say. So this piece is called "I Just Want to Go Home."
All right, I'm going to step back and see ride the wave on the stage.
All right. Awards day. When I get my perfect attendance certificate. It's been a very busy school year. I worked hard for this day, and we're almost to our last day. Then I got the whole summer to play with my friends and go on trips with my family and just have fun. Everyone's so excited. The assembly was fun, and Mommy bought me a new frame for my award. It's really cool with a gold seal on it, and next year we'll be fifth graders, the big kids in the school. But wait, what's happening? Why is this boy here? Why does he have a gun? Wait, what's that loud noise? Why is my teacher screaming? What am I supposed to do? Everyone's running, but we can't go anywhere. I'll try to get behind teacher's desk. If I run really fast, I can make it. Ow! Why is my chest hurting? It's hard to breathe. And my shirt feels wet. I just gotta get under teacher's desk. But I feel so weak. Maybe if I lay here, I'll be okay. People are falling down. Why are there red spots everywhere? Oh, hi, teacher. What's wrong with your eyes? Are you laying down with me? Why aren't you answering me? The floor feels cool. Maybe if I close my eyes, all this noise will just go away, because we're supposed to go out to play soon. Maybe I'll just take a nap. I hear big people voices. They're yelling, "Stop! Drop it!" So much noise, and I'm so tired. Where's my certificate? Mommy will be mad if I lose it. I'll just look for it later after my nap. Getting so cold and dark, and my chest and sides still hurt, but not as bad. I hope teacher called Mommy before she laid down. I just want to go home. Poem.
I'm taking it back a little bit. Just give me a second. Process. Ooh, man. That was deep. That was very, very, very good poem on that, but it was deep.
My intention was to take you inside that classroom when that child has been hit by a bullet and doesn't understand what's happening.
Oh. Powerful, very powerful piece. Powerful, beautiful piece. Let me just say that.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with us. You know what I mean? You're very welcome. Jeez. Oh. I was right there with it, the whole joint. Just like, I thought, let me catch myself a little bit.
And we don't think about it. They're little children. Little children don't understand the idea of death. She doesn't understand that this coldness and the pain easing up means that her life is leaving her. You know, kids don't understand that.
All right, well, I'm going to go into this piece titled Telepathy.
Okay.
Climbing upstairs, no more ladders to climb, posted up higher than conscious of minds. Cross enemy lines, target practice design. Joke or laughter, life's a bitch, when you really find. Exposing these foes like chicks with no clothes. The path you chose, windows be closed, where can you go? It's the son of the original, deadly as fentanyl. You get off your menstrual, that cycle is miserable. Beach cruiser, infantry shooter like a marksman. Colder than aspirin, irregular heartbeat to get some aspirin. Uncontrollable quality, structure to hit quick. Diameters, parameters, precision of action, hollow tip. Words cut sharp into hearing, no swearing or glaring. Seek apparel, united is harem clothes that scare them. Guess my religion, I'm sweating with an algorithm. I am the son of the sun who chose the side of woman. Some of your male friends can knock you off your square, oh yeah. I'm being well aware, but I don't care, I always persevere. Mind of Jedi, Gemini traits, camouflage while chilling. I'm just a Leo with arrows and a stinger that's hidden. Gang.
Okay, Bars. I hear you.
Yeah, I always throw something in the air for the you know, the ancestors. You know, they always power you up to go out in this world and, you know, beat out the odds of whatever's against you. So that's what I think.
Absolutely.
Remote control things. You know what I mean? Hey, let's get into this first caller that we got on the air. See, was really, really good.
Hello?
7-3, you on the air. Who this? What's up?
This is Sinister Spittle.
How are you?
Yeah. I can't believe I was first caller. Good to be with you guys. I can find that new service so I can start calling in all the Epiphany shows again. So, I'm excited to be back.
That's what's up, homie. Hey, we talking about the power of poetry. You know what I'm saying? The question we ask is, how do you find the words that shine on your lines?
They come to me and I put them down. Actually, I have the piece that I'm going to bring to you tonight as a perfect example. It's all in, you know, accountability, discernment, and moving ahead. That's how I do it.
All right. What's up? Well, look, I'm gonna step back and have you jump on the stage on your way.
All right. This is my way home. I'm going to be mindful of me as I'm the seed. So I must plant awareness to root understanding in depths. Some have lost tracks. There. The cool shoulders of a determined sun, weather blistered. From the lies you created bonds and binds. These can be detrimental. The core of me. And now rooted by three is so damn lovely. Watching value grow like gold and amber waving in spring's hush. It's life now lush. Breeze open to marriage grace. Finally I'm saving face. With myself, no longer projected derisions of another's failure trying to objectify my worth. I build intrinsically, internally, most eccentrically, so I can evolve. Me, those I love, wish to guide from the wisdom this life has gifted to pleasure and pain. Now, with my giggles, monsters slain. Healed vibration of ease. Don't come quickly or soft as rose petals. Truth is harsh, not unbearable. As I'm no longer shut down by my shaking nerves, my mind gels this new understanding of my physicality here they bruise me no more. As love of me is my work in humanity, stripped of callous connections, planting myself universally unconnected. Under day glow trees, black-lit skies, ingesting fogal reprieve, I got enlightened and found the real me. Once lost, frightened, even surrounded, I'm alone no more. And me found was family united, bitterly once divided, us and me from me, that is past now. And we laugh. Love, just relentless, but never raw. We have come from the fall, all over myself. I did for some time, but failure is dying, and I got feet above six, and life open to roam. And finding me, I found my way home. Awkward breathing and peace.
Wow, power of poetry. Yeah, Lisa, would you take the stage right here?
I love Sinister because your pieces are so theatrical. You draw us in. Your characters are palpable. I love the way you do your pieces.
Yeah, thank you very much. Slow and everything. You ain't waste no time, brother. You went right into it. So, thank you for coming through and delivering the service of that piece. You know what I mean? Brother, what you got going on, man?
Not a lot,
brother,
man. Looking gainful employment to, you know, up my income so I can do more things, more art. I want to start a little side business, but, you know, I gotta get things flowing. So I'm just taking care of life right now. Life and family, that's what I got going on. That's what's most important right now.
Hey, that's peace. That's peace right there. You know, man. But as I said, you know, we appreciate you coming through and bringing forth that power of poetry. So, my beautiful co-host, take you to the Royale Al. She can escort you back there. You know what I'm saying? Have a drink on me, bro. You know what I mean? It's going to be good.
One love, one mic. Thank you guys, for sure.
One love, one mic. All right? Yeah.
That was on my every time you hit spike.
Yeah, I was feeling that. Okay, we're going to go on to this next caller. 240, caller, you on the air. What's up? Hello?
240.
I don't know, it must be a bad connection or something, or we check back in with that. We'll flip to the next call. We'll get back. We'll holler back.
Okay.
903, you on the air. What's good?
Hey, man, how are y'all doing tonight?
Good.
Hey, we good.
Good. This is Little Gary from East Texas.
Little Gary, what's going on, bro? SPT,
man, I know that's right, man. I had a girlfriend that didn't like it. She thought everybody was after me, so I better quit writing. So I quit writing to show I love her, and she gone. So fuck it. I'm back.
Little Gary from Texas.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Just call in, man.
Cool, man. I appreciate it. I've been dying to do it. I think I got a good one for you. I hope you're ready for something good. I just got published, man. I'm praying it. People like what I'm doing, man. It'll be the first time something went right in my life. I hope it don't kill me.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Power of poetry. You know what I'm saying?
Amen, man.
Do your thing. The stage is clear. You know what I'm saying? The mic is yours.
Well, thank you, man. I wrote this the other day after I got through crying over a girl leaving me. I've owned my home for 20-something years, and this would come out after it. It's called My Haunted House. Hey, my house is haunted by past fights, lost loves, and every night they really get on it. If my walls could talk, they'd tell you that me and a girl had probably done it, making every square foot of this house have a ghost that does nothing but haunt it. In the kitchen, there's a small hole in the wall. It's because me and a girl were having one hell of a ball. The missing cabinet fell off when I was adding a girl's dishes because I'm so sexy and tall. And the table's gone because a girlfriend left my ass and decided she'd just take it all. Now come take a walk into the living room. The empty brown carpet, I bet it reminds you of the planet called Doom. Or maybe it's an island where you and Tom Hanks had gotten marooned. And the sign next to the front door that says no smoking was put up hoping a girlfriend's mom had got well real soon. Next is the bathroom, where there's a well water-stained shower. A place where me and a girl had made love for hours and hours. Next to an empty window where a girl always said her gifted vase flowers. Over an empty cabinet where towels used to be stacked by me and a girl's son in leaning white towers. Now down the hall is where all the pictures used to be hanging. You'll see that all the doors are all marked up from all the slamming and banging. If you're able to see it, that is, because the light took a shoe one night and asbestos waning. Over a mud track floor with so many tracks of girls moving out, you think that it's raining. On the left is the room where I keep my bed. It's been rocked so many times in the past, y'all could call my ass Fred. And every corner of it has had its fair share of kissing, licking, I love yous, and a whole lot of heads. Now it's just a place where passionate days and nights are long gone, over and dead. If love was a game, then I never won it. Every short straw in the world, I already drawn it. And although I'll never be a famous poet or write a fancy ass on it, I can damn sure show you a real ghost this Halloween, because my house, yeah, that son of a bitch is haunted. End point.
That was great. That was cool, man. Yeah, telling that story. A lot of us live in haunted houses, but you laid it out for us.
Yes, ma'am, because I promise you it is, man. Everybody's gone. I'm here by myself. I live in the country. It's a four-bedroom home, and like every nook and cranny, it's a memory of somebody that left my ass. So I was just sitting here crying because everybody gone. I'm stuck here, and I thought, yeah, this house is haunted. You know, it's Halloween. This motherfucker is haunted. It's haunted everywhere I look. Sitting here now, you just don't know. It's true. It's so true.
Hey, that's what's up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, dope piece, man. You know, appreciate you coming through. I ain't hear you in a minute, man, but I still be checking out the YouTube, man. So, you know, appreciate you coming through, man.
Oh, yes, sir. I just went and competed in, it's called World Series of Comedy in Vegas. And out of 101 people, I got 11. My lady went with me and just fucking bitched the whole time, man. It sucked. But anyway, I came in 11th. I guess if I was 10th, she'd still be here. She'd be loving on number 10. But anyway, man, y'all be safe. Thank y'all for having me, for real.
You too, buddy.
I love doing this.
One love, one mic, man.
Absolutely, man. Peace. Y'all be good. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, man. Yeah, that was fly. That was definitely fly.
Yeah. It was a sad piece, but he brought some good energy with it.
Oh, yeah, he always do. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know what I'm saying, I'm a fan of his work. Okay. Well, we're going to go into a song break real quick, and we'll be right back with y'all.
All right.
I got a time. Hey.
Oh, I know you niggas didn't see this coming. I mean, normally around this time I'd ask if you was ready. But I know there's no way you niggas was ready for what's about to happen.
Okay, hand on my D,
dick and my hand on my gun. One is for shooting and one is for fun. Niggas shivin' off of 151. Black and miles burning under the sun. Black and brown kids, younger they dumb. Sack of town, where your mama know from? Gather around, running all of your shit. But what did you get?
I say it's up, that mean it's stuck. Run out of bullets and run out of luck. One in the crib, I want one in the truck. One in the zippo, cause bloody ain't duck.
Step a foot up on the yard and get struck. Everyone that grew around was a thug. Thought he was a shooter, thought he was tough. Found anybody cooling out in the cut. Yeah. Fourth and County, 50 cal in the tub. Fuck around and shoot the cavalry up. Bullets sneezing, we got allergies. We got alibis, we got calibers. Categorized, FN bitch capitalized. Better record.
I got sick and tired of letting bitches slide. So I'm in the whip, I got the stick inside. If I sniff a scent, smell a lie. Smell a bitch, crack a smile. Let it rip, let it ride. First time, second line. Second time, blood. Line. Third time, even I die, taking one of mine. I'm on Keller Road with a chopper from Columbine. Creeping on the crack, trying to colonize.
We've got out of this, kid.
Pulled up in a saucer. I heard you better load that bitch. Check what's for the love with the chopper. Check what's for the motherfucking monster. I came out the water like a likeness. My niggas on the block with no options. They spoken against like hot gravel.
So check it out. You niggas over here talking about festivals. I'm thinking more like invasion. You gonna stop playing on Dreamville's top.
Gangs of Brazil.
Like niggas don't run this.
Pray for me, guys gotta play for me. Me and Emma not standing adjacently. Thirsty for the clout, talking too brazenly. Bullet hit his mouth, at least he died tastefully. Good Lord has never forsaken me. In God I trust, so I get money faithfully. Not just occasionally. Got to make cake every day like I work for a bakery. I know you pussy, the secret's not safe for me. You crazy, you think you gon' take from me. Not for extorting tree pilots like Ork. And I call up some niggas I know they gon' spray for me. Speaking in cocaine, they taping me. Let out the whole fucking clip, leave a vacancy. I'm out that two with the six on basically. Reppin' more shooters than Rich Paul's agency. They get the clutching, you best get the ducking. Like 6-7 niggas that sunkin' for Oregon. Money so long if I start in the south and spread the shit out, it be touching like Portland. So it's no wonder I'm walking with caution. I know that guy got his trace for me, but I still treat a ride through the hood like I hike through the woods. Got a stick that I take with me.
Welcome back. Welcome back to King and Queen's Corners, Power of Poetry. Y'all call in. That dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to spit. Continue to listen to these vibes and this great poetry coming through. How you feeling right now, Elise?
I'm really enjoying it. I had never heard the last poet before, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, me and him got connected a few months ago. I mean, so
yeah,
he out there doing his thing. Thanks on that. Well, we got another call in. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna open up that door. 815, who we got on the air?
Christina Storm.
Hey, what's going on, Gina?
Hey, happy Monday, y'all.
Happy
Monday.
Word. Happy Monday.
La Perla Negra said, I'm the reason she knows what day of the week it is. So I try to come through and do my thing. Like Monday to Sunday, I'd be trying to be on it, but sometimes I miss out. But I got in queue tonight, raised my hand and everything. Look at me. Ooh.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We're talking about the power of poetry tonight. You know what I'm saying? How do you write those words and sound on your lines?
Wow. For a long time, I didn't write anything. And I freestyled everything. Then I was challenged over a year ago to pick up my pen again and was given a lot of prompts that I wrote poetry to. And it would be so hard for me sometimes with pieces that I wrote because I felt like ain't nobody trying to hear that. They want to hear something off the dome. And then I realized that I was being recognized as both a freestyle spoken word artist and a poet. So I had to embrace my inner poet. So for me, poetry, when I write it, it's everything. It's timeless. I don't care when I wrote it. As long as it was from my pen, it was my truth. And that's what I look forward to.
Wow.
Baby, that's what's up. You know what I mean? You always got to be all around the world. You know what I mean? How you do it?
Mm-hmm.
I know you got some fly shit for us tonight. You know what I mean?
So I'm going to let y'all pick.
Oh, I'm in the building with Lisa Lift tonight. You know what I mean?
Go ahead, Lisa.
Hey,
Lisa, so I need to ask you number one and number two, because one is a freestyle and the other one is written.
Okay. I'm feeling two.
Okay. Send me the movie. Thank you. I wrote this piece on February 29th, 2020, and I titled it 365.
Okay.
I'm black. Happily so. I was black yesterday, and I'm black today, and God willing, I will be black tomorrow. I'm black without shame or sorrow. I'm black enough to be a suspicious person of interest. And at some point, I may fit the description, no matter, because I'm black enough to in myself invest. I'm black, and not because it's trending. I'm teaching my grandchildren black needn't have a glass ceiling. I swear that my black's a feeling. I'm black enough to understand most of our colloquialisms. I'm black enough to be a victim of racism. I'm black enough to be the change that I want to see in the world. I'm black enough to be more than just a magical black girl. I'm black enough and nobody nigga. I'll continue to be black even if I don't get no pick. I'm black. This isn't an apology. I'm proud of me. An unapologetically black is who I was born to be, not just in February, but all 365 days of every year. Even when there's a leap in that extra day, guess what? I'm still gonna say I'm black. This black girl through poetry here to remain in peace.
Oh, that's what's up, Gina. Oh, fly peace.
Yeah, folks don't understand sometimes, you know, being black is almost a crime sometimes. So have to live in your skin. It can get rough.
It definitely can. I
saw something today. I was with my aunt, and we were at our storage location, and we were going to put some things in her storage unit. And she was asking about the lock system because the one that they have in place is sometimes hard for us to navigate. She was like, can I put a padlock on that just has to have a key? And they said that it wasn't possible. Yet we'd already seen, she saw two and I saw two. And I'm thinking, that's just four. We didn't even go, you know, around the facility taking pictures of locks. We just saw that there was some in place. with the logo and the sticker from the store. Stop trying to play, auntie. Ooh, look. This better not be what I think it is. So I determined at that very moment, you know, we don't have a different set of rules for people based on their ethnicity or their race for ourselves. But we live in a society where that is in place. And sometimes you have to feel some type of way. So I need to know all the time and remind myself repeatedly that I am, in fact, black. And even though 9 times out of 10, people are being nice and they're being cordial and they're being professional, but also sometimes they feel they have a privilege that they should use against us. And that's what I'm not having. So I love y'all, and thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you, and you know what I'm saying, for coming through. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to walk you out back to the Royale Lounge, you know what I'm saying, that lounging area up in the quarters. But thank you for coming through. So one love,
I appreciate that.
Oh,
I'd like y'all to also one love, one mic, but I'd like y'all to catch us on Saturday night for the Just
Seeing. That's what I was going to ask you.
Nope, here on Epiphany Network. Because, yes, we'll be in the universe doing our thing. And what we're trying to do is play MP3s of poetry that is indigenous to the poets in our community. So if you have a track that you'd like to have played, contact myself or Just Jay, and we'll make sure that you get in the rotation. I'm going to do this regularly, but the first time will be this coming Saturday evening. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 319-527-6300 or blogtalk.com. And if you want to be in the conversation, call in and press 1. So appreciate y'all. Thank you. One love, one mic.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's what's up. All right, well, we're going to chill out for a second.
These poets are on fire tonight. These poets are on fire tonight.
Yeah, they're getting busy and whatnot. We're going to pay some bills real quick, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. Your host, King Atterbury, along with my co-host, Lisa Lips. What's up, Lisa? What's the vibe of tonight? How you talk to me?
It's fire up in here tonight. Everybody's coming through with strong pieces.
Yeah, they're definitely getting busy up in here. It's nice having you up here in the quarters, you know what I mean? First time.
It's fun.
You know what I'm saying?
I kind of like it up in here.
Go ahead for your girl. Hey.
Yeah.
Good.
I hope she's feeling better soon. She's feeling a little rough right now, but she should be back with us soon.
Well, she here in spirit along with this VIP too. You know what I mean? So, hey, that's how family do it. You know what I mean? But let's bring in this next caller. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
240, you live on the air, what's good? Is your mic on mute?
Hello? You said
240? Yeah, what's up? 240, that's your ancient hill. Hey, it's Misogyny and Charismatic.
Hey, Aldo.
Okay, what's up, bro? Yeah.
What's going on? I'm a doctor. I'm on the grind.
All right. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to do some poetry, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. It's the power of poetry tonight. You know?
Okay. Okay.
Lisa, you want to ask him that question?
What's the question?
What makes you write the way you do? What's the power in your words?
I feel like it's the energy of an engine, of an outspoken engine, you know? I mean, I write, I freestyle, I do write, too, at times.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
I feel like when I go, I just flow with it.
All right, so what do you bring us tonight? Is this going to be a freestyle or do you write something?
I tell you what, Queen. I tell you what. name a title. Whatever title.
Oh, wow. Why do I spit?
Why do I spit? All right.
Uh-huh.
Indeed, when I go to the fire of direction and the words that I say is right to my reflection. I made that connection. You see, when the fires like keep on burning higher, I give my natural desire and I tell the world that, you see, it's on fire. Why do I spit? Because words are so real, they can't never be counterfeit, and you have to admit that what some words that I say is going to be legit. You see, I come with the thunder. I let you know that I'll never be under. Yo, I'm coming hot like lumber. I'm building something, a mystery. We make a history. You know, eventually, that everything taken seriously. Curiosity. You know, it's like my poetry be like an apostrophe. You know how it is when I go try to take it to another level, and I'm go ahead and make something special. And this is why I spit. Why do I spit? Is it because when I go ahead and have my purpose, maybe I have to admit sometimes I may get nervous, but I make sure that what I spit is not worthless. Why do I spit? It's like keep on trying to find out and trying to remind myself how the level is so intense and everything is so suspense. You'll feel me. My words like variety. I never go quietly. As a matter of fact, I'm building a dynasty. That's why words don't interfere. I'm clearing out the whole hemisphere. And if these powerful words, I make sure that I take you there, you will find out. You'll know why. You'll have all these answers. Make sure there's no comparison. But why I spit? Yeah, you know, words that be like better than that. You know that I spit just like a veteran. And that's why I spit for all these reasons that I said in my poem. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine. And get it sitting them all in, black and dry.
Hey,
I you never disappoint, man. You always come through. I am so jealous of you and Gina that can just spit off the top of your head, because I would be lost without the paper in front of me. I have to get my thoughts together.
Oh, the freestyle queen you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I call her freestyle queen. Yeah, she know it. I call her freestyle queen. That's where it's coming from me. Yeah, she always been like amazing. Gina, how she can just go off the dome, and then it's like, you know what I mean? It's like you feel that energy when she does it. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I admire her freestyle.
We admire yours as well.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all. One love.
One love, one life.
One love, one life.
Lisa going.
We're
gonna walk in the back, man, to the Royale Lounge. All right, go back there and have yourself a nice drink. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I got what kind of drink y'all got?
I don't know about the drink.
You know what I mean? I can't do too much. Can't do never too much. Ever too much. Like we prepared that.
All right, brother. Then have some
lemon and water in
one night. All right. Yo, one love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Hey.
Aldo always comes through, man.
Yeah, I got a song for him, too. You know what I mean? You know, I like to
all
go
right
back in the day a little bit.
Out of the mercy of Allah and the law written in our nature, we call an individual into existence. And when that individual for what I'm about to say.
Rough, rugged and real, you're gonna stand still. To obey your case, so let the man build. Words of rapture that you have to capture. And I just slap you with a handful of literature. The dope, death, fresh, hype, choice, moved and poor. Rappers I replace, rub out and erase. Competition, you must be on freebase. Smoking or joking, bound to be broken. Now get your damn hands off the mic that I'm choking. Cause I got a stranglehold. You're still cold on parole for the role you stole. Rhymes that you yell out, but you did sell out. Crossed over, lost over here, now get the hell out. I'm not a pop star, rock and roller. I'm a rebel, blessed, able to hold a mic like a hammer. And drop grammar, treat a rapper like a wrestler. And body slam them. Those who dispute get treated just like a prostitute. They get the boots and played like a flute, so just play mute. Don't even whisper, open your mouth to speak, and I'ma dish your ragtag and dog. Put you in the morgue because you're petty confetti and not ready to rock steady. In other words, you're half-stepping, tiptoeing, get going, because my weapon is not a nine, a newsie, or a shotgun. But when it come to hype rhymes, I got one, just like the album is still the same. Long live the cane, ain't a damn thing changed. I still get ill and kill at will and build the skill to fill your grill, so don't tell me you're real. We sample beats, you sue and try to fight us. Man, you still be home with arthritis. If we didn't revive and bring back alive old beats that we appreciated, you wouldn't survive. You'd be another memory to us. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. So understand the way that I live, that's positive. And the message I got to give is a benefit for you and me. I'm talking about P-E-A-C-E, the chosen one that has turned the new leaf. I got gold teeth and they don't chew beef. No pork on my fork, strictly fish on my dish. They came falling victim, sucker you wish. I flow like water, slaughter, put you out of order. Florida, rappers are ragging and tagging and snagging and bragging to be on the bandwagon, but I'm the last dragon with the knack to attract the pack, so just get back, I'm young, gifted, and black. And just go with the flow, you know, in the place to be with my man Marley Marl, sending this out to Divine Sports, can't forget my main man Heavy D, to my good brothers EPMD, and to our man IT over on the West Coast. Can't forget Kumo D, Busy B, MC Light, the Audio 2, I say peace.
We back, y'all. We back. King and Queen's Court is myself, King Atterbury, along with my guest co-host, Lisa Litch. What's good, Lisa?
It's good, man. This is a good vibe. We got some good stuff going on.
All right. Hey, I know you have beautiful poetry. You know what I'm saying? You get busy. So we want to give the listeners a treat.
I think I can pull up something else. Let me see here. Give me a second.
All right. That's what's up.
Um, I actually have a piece that I wrote for Halloween, since tomorrow's Halloween.
All right.
Okay. It's called Honeyween. It's called Honeyween. 'Twas the night before Hallows, and all through the town, everyone was preparing for what would go down. The ghosties and goblins were ready for fun, and dark fantasies followed wherever they'd run. Hedonistic pleasures were about to abound, and bodies were ready to writhe on the ground. When finally a howling came floating on air, the signal was given for the opening affair. They joined two by two and marched in a row to the Honeyween Ball and the New Drippers Show. Sensual pleasures were bound to erupt as All Swallows Eve was about to light up. The costumes came off. The floors became slick. The masks all stayed on just to heighten the sick sense of being devoured by pleasures unknown made my body tremble way down to the bone. Then one strapping specimen came into my space. No words were exchanged as he caressed my face. He tilted my head back and looked in my eyes, then lifted me up and set me down on his ride. He impaled me deep. I let out a moan. He grinded in slowly and made a guttural tone. The room was a swirl as my back hit the wall, and he took me, jackhammer style, deep to the balls. And just as I thought I'd lose all control, he pulled out and placed my feet back on the floor. It was then that I understood how this all went. You can have what you want, but you can't make it drip. So just come into the deep end and swim if you will. And remember to withhold just before the thrill. It's Honeyween night, and all swallows eve. And whatever is done here is done for the tease. I'm Lip, and you just in service.
So peace. I love that. See you bringing it out tonight. That's what's up. I'm like these other poets that can't see spitting that spit, talking that talk. Well, I'm gonna go into this piece that I dedicated to J-Rob for his birthday. I wasn't able to call in and spit it, but I'm gonna do my brother some justice with this right here. This piece is titled Peace, Peace.
Okay.
Lyrical measures standing on top of morals and goals, steps that it takes to create rising of soul, advocating awareness, clear paths for the youth to know what to do while explaining the clues. Masterful pen striker, dark night of poetry, planting eyes on fixtures, entertaining listeners, acknowledging wisdom while doing the knowledge as if mentally bionic, hard express words, preferred. See what occurs when the man is making a mark. The start is now without the end. So wise son, I salute you. This peace is released. Happy return around the sun. It's all so long, my brother. King.
Wow. That's good, man. And J-Rob deserves all of this, even though he doesn't think that he does. And he was mad at all of us for getting one over on him. But, yeah, pretty special amongst our community.
Yeah, the brother's dope and fly, you know what I mean? He does it.
Yeah.
But hey, let's bring in this next caller.
Okay.
All right. 501, you live on the air. What's good? Who are you?
What's going on with you, King?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Man. It's good to see the queen in the house, too. Hello there, Miss Liz. How you doing, ma'am?
I am good. How are you, Jay?
I am doing just dope with it. I'm good. I'm actually tired.
Hey, that's what's
and
up,
this is fighting sleep. Man.
Well, I know you brought the fire in.
Shoot, I brought something.
I want you, brother.
Me and Camille had agreed to never do fire or anything like that again. We just want to do plain old pieces.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Tell that to somebody who don't know your poetry.
Now, I keep telling for real that. I can pull it off better than he can, though.
Well, here's the question. Here's the question, brother.
Yes, sir.
How do you find the words to shine on your lines?
Say that one more time, brother.
How do you find the words to shine on your lines?
You know what, man? I have to be able to see whatever I'm doing. And I have to be honest with myself in order to go ahead and see. I think that when it almost make a resonance in my head, even though I'm just reading it inside of my head, it makes a resonance as far as how the time is being kept, how the progression of movement, you know, from one point to the next point. I've actually heard pieces that people have done, like erotic pieces, and when they get to going in their poem, and while they progress, I'm like, no, you're in the wrong area totally. Because you shouldn't be right there because you haven't placed yourself right there. So I basically just try to follow the words, man, make sure that the words become true to themselves and try to make an image in the meantime.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, I'm going to step back and give you the spotlight on stage.
I appreciate you, bro.
All right.
Gotcha.
Hey, the mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you too, Ms. Lips.
Thank you. Go ahead, man.
Those poor people. Those poor, poor people have absolutely no desire to better themselves. And that, man or beast, is something I just cannot respect. They would rather be given something than to work. It is truly a feat of chronic mule-mindedness. And just plain laziness. I hate having to avert my eyes as I walk down the street from crying children. Even the little ones get on in the act as well. They are cursing the children to steal. And it is very, very disconcerting to say the least. The money that was granted to me from my forefathers and the government they helped to erect with their own hands. Now the wails of the lowly stimulate false guilty hearts, and now I am forced to share. The only joy I get is when I have to fire some weeping piece of scum droning on about his progeny and spawn. I wish they would all just die. And don't get me started about Wilson. He has always shown signs of being false. He was always showing favor to his workers, and that would agitate my workers. He couldn't wait for his wife to die to join their ranks. He would always show signs of being vermin. So I tested him when his wife died by pulling some strings and emptying his bank account just to see if he would get back up. And just as I thought, he wallowed in his mire like the pig he has always been, while pretending to still be happy with his wretched little children. How much longer must I endure this? I utterly hate poor people. Poor.
The Sheikh Ben is here. Yo, that was dope, bro. Real fly, man.
Right.
I like how you be changing up all your joints, man. That shit is real slick with it. You know what I mean? Definitely a fan of your work, man. Word.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man, and likewise, too.
Can I ask where that came from? What prompted you to write that?
Poetry Corner. Poetry Corner. No, actually, this was I do have another one that's similar to this one. That was from Poetry Corner. I think it was about a movie that everybody was going to watch. This one actually right here came from J-Rob and Van on the what's the name? The Get Down. I can't remember what the prompt was, but it was something that got me into a strange headspace, and I went ahead and ran with it.
Okay.
Oh, Oh, it was about a bull poem for the homeless.
Okay.
Oh.
That was,
and this is the yeah. So I wrote it from the angle of a tyrant instead of doing it from the point of view of somebody being disadvantaged by that tyrant.
Okay. It was a dope piece.
Well, just let us know what you got going on in the Epiphany world, the Epiphany universe, and also outside of Epiphany. Let our listeners know what time it is.
Thank you, brother. This Saturday is going to be me and my partner, Gina Stone. We're going to be doing the Just Jay and Gina show. We're going to do it a little bit different. We're not going to have an interviewee. We're going to play music. I mean, we're going to play poetry from the poets. And in between, we're going to take up the callers and stuff like that. So do not be coming in expecting to have your joint ready on tap for you. We're going to be playing it as it comes, as it is. Oh, man, I just heard my piece. You got my other one? Ah, the other piece. We're not going to be able to do that one. But glad you came in, though. That piece you just did was dope, too. If it was dope, I ain't going to tell nobody about it if it wasn't dope. But, yeah, we got that going for this Saturday. And then over there at Small House of Poetry on Clubhouse, we're going to have Andrea from the UK. She's going to be over there. She's going to be spitting. She has a very colorful background. And to then hear it come out of her voice that she has, her accent, you would never think that her life had went through those turns and changes that she had went through. But she went through quite a few of them just to make it to the other side. She's very successful now, but it was rough coming up for her. If y'all want to check that out, then I'll be there over there at Small House Support You for it. It's going to be on Saturday, too. Yeah, we're not going to be doing it in the living room.
Saturday, I'm off, yo. So I'm definitely going to get a chance to call in and shit on this Saturday. I don't have to
We'd love to have you over there, bro. Come on over to the dark side.
I'm gonna call in, you know what I'm saying? Look, I'm gonna get my Jedi on, you know what I mean?
Get your Jedi on, bro. Come on, bring it on. You are more than welcome, sir.
I'm gonna go to the dark side, brother.
Bring a plus one.
Yeah,
I need to get you an MP3 so I can drop something in the show, too.
Say it again, Lisa.
I got an MP3 I need to send you so I can be in that lineup on Saturday.
Send that MP3. We have to get a video for it this weekend, but I'm going to make sure I go ahead and post it, at least just go ahead and post it, and then I'm going to do a video for it and stuff like that. So, yeah, Lisa,
okay.
Make sure you
so
get
what
one
about,
in there.
Do we email it to you or something? How do we send the MP3? Let the people know. How do we get that to you?
Send that MP3 to One King Jarrett. That's KingJarrod @gmail.com. OneKingJarrett@gmail.com. Send it there. Please put on there that this is poetry MP3, and put something on there about for the Saturday night show or something like that. That has to be in the title. If it's not in the title, I'm not gonna deal with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard the man.
Yeah, because I'd be looking for everything. It's like, man, it's in there, man. It's under, I can't remember what it's under, but it's in there, man. No, I ain't about to play that game, bro.
Like, it's under what it's under.
It's under what it's under. As long as it says poetry MP3, we will be looking at it.
That's what's up, man. But look, I heard about this Saturday. I mean,
again,
give
bro.
Me that email one more time.
No, I was saying that y'all heard them out there, you know what I'm saying, this Saturday, check them out. Epiphany Universe. And also check out Clubhouse. So,
give us that email one more time.
The number one, King, KING, Jarrod, JARROD @gmail.com. Put in there MP3 poetry or something to that effect. So when I just take a quick glance, I can see the title.
All right. That's what's up. I'm gonna have my co-host walk you to the Royale Lounge, and hey,
oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? Get your drink on, you know what I'm saying? And boom, 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 boom.
Come on, let's get some of this cocktail.
That's what I'm talking about. Take me to your leader.
Yeah. No, I got a phone for you too, bro. You know what I mean? So look.
Yes, sir.
We get at you, brother. One love,
Take
one
care,
life.
Bro.
You too. All right. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into the song for the brother, and we'll be right back, y'all.
Toast when you're cooking breakfast. Pacific cushion at your backyard looking sexy. Straight shot Cardi Marches. The last child she's gone to waste. I'ma need fresh air. Opportunities come first, life's half out you. Never broke, play yourself, don't forget you. I had that. Been extended, Jackson said it's all for you. Never chop, put a navigation when I'm left for it. I'll be right back, I'm on autopilot for the week.
I'll be right back.
Seven was safety, yeah. Seven was security, yeah. Moving up the bigger paper, man.
Tell me, is it impossible? To do these drugs and fall in love.
fresh air, call into the King and Queen's quarters. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 and spit. I'll just continue to tune in. Ah, Lisa, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. This has been really rocking tonight.
Yeah, they calling and getting it popping. You know what I'm saying? You coming through with that fly dope poetry also on that's what I'm doing. You go, woo! Hey, we here. We have a caller. Let me open up this phone line. Let's see who we got. 515,
you're on
the air.
What's
good? What's up?
What's good, man? What's good?
Who we got up in the building?
Oh, man, this is Paul Cram, man. How y'all feeling?
Hey, what's going
on, bro? Good.
Glad you came through.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Man. Sorry, I'm late. You know, I'm enjoying the show so far.
Yeah, thank you. You right at the gate, brother. You right at the gate.
Man.
So, hey, brother, the power of poetry tonight. You know what I'm saying? How you find the words that shine on your lines?
For me, power of poetry, how I find the words. It's honestly, man, for me, it's poetry is really, really emotional for me. So a lot of times when I can't find the words to say, if I grab my pen mentally, I know which words to write. And I just allow those emotions to take over my speech, and I just get silent and I let my pen speak for me. So that's how I find the words that I need to say during those moments. Like the poetry for me is its own language, and it allows me to basically express the emotions that I keep bottled up. If I have to verbally express those, they'll never get out. So that's how I find the words for me with poetry.
I feel you on that. So, brother, we gonna step back and open the door for you to enter the stage.
All right. So this piece is called Overdue Conversation. I just finished writing it about 10 minutes ago. What's up, homie? It's been a little while since our last conversation. 3 years to the day, to be exact, but I'm here now, fam, and we have a lot to discuss. As you see, I got a six-pack of Coors in the cooler, half a pint of Vanilla Crown, and 7 grams of Godfather OG stuffed in 6 raw cones, so let's talk. I know you're wondering about your little girl. She good, bro, I promise. Uncle Paul Cram has been there, and she ain't wanting for nothing. And, oh, yeah, your mama, she cool, too. I actually just left from over there. She made a big pot of gumbo, so you know I had to get me a bowl. I told her I was on my way over here, and she told me to tell you hello and that she'll see you next week. But I need to ask you something. Did you know how mad I was at you? How sometimes I am still mad at you? See, I remember when I first noticed it. It wasn't anything physical at the time. The abuse was everything mental. The abuse is everything mental. No matter the topic of discussion, she found a way to belittle you. The things she has done to you, no man in the world should have to go through, to the point where it made me wonder, was I ever even a good friend to you because you kept it from me when the physical shit started? Yeah, man. Your sister told me. She told me everything. She said you didn't want anyone to know for fear of looking weak. Are you serious? Come on, bro. It's me. You should have known that you could have talked to me about anything. You see, I told you that girl was fucked up. We all told you to leave, but not the way that you left.
You let her get comfortable with the slaps, and then the slaps turned into punches, and 3 years to the fucking day, those punches turned into knife plunges. 2.5 years of secret abuse led to you bleeding out on your kitchen floor, and now if I want to have a beer and a blunt with my homie, I have to sit at your grave site at the Garden of Memory. Why didn't you just say something? To this day, I still don't know what to say when your baby asks me stuff like, Uncle Paul Cran, what happened? You see, she was real too young to recall. You have no idea how hard it is to come up with a distraction for a curious 6-year-old little girl. Eventually, she is going to know that mommy killed daddy. And I will have to be the one to tell her, and yes, I'm pissed at you for that responsibility that you left me with, but I got her, bro. I promise you, I got her. But look, man, my Uber has arrived, and it's about time for me to go. Again, your mama says she's going to be here next week, so you ain't got to be lonely too long. I miss you, and I love you, homie. Save me a spot, but not too soon. Glad you're finally at peace. Rest on, my friend. In peace.
That was heavy, man. That was heavy. That came from a real place, man.
Yeah, that was some real shit right there.
So Legendary Inc. has a prompt up right now that it's a real, real serious subject. And it's a subject that a lot of people don't talk about. You know, when we talk about domestic violence, which I'm not saying that something is better than the other, because it's not. Domestic violence is awful either way it goes. But it's a huge stigmata when it's actually the man getting abused, and a lot of men don't talk about it because it's how do you sit there and let this woman hit on you, or how do you do this, or how do you do that? Like, people never know what's going on behind other people's closed doors. And I just really wish, like, that he could have just told me something, like, something. We could have figured out something, you know. So when I saw the prompt, it brought up the memories real bad, and I was like, yeah, you know, this is something I need to write out. It's one of those things where verbally I've never had a conversation about it, but I got quiet and let my pen speak.
Well, that's, what,
that's what it said.
That was a fantastic piece. You know, and you're right. Whenever we think of domestic violence, we think of a poor woman dragging her kids out in the middle of the night, getting away from the abusive husband. But very rarely does anybody speak on the fact that there are men in the same situation that are going through the same things, you know, and you're right, they don't speak out about it because in society's eyes makes them look weak to say that a woman is abusing you in some way.
That's right. That was dope, bro. We definitely appreciate you coming through with that piece. That was definitely power of poetry right there, you know.
Appreciate that, my brother.
Again, another piece of poetry that I'm in. Yeah, I fangirled out real bad the first time we crossed paths on Epiphany, man, and I still am a fangirl.
Well, I thank you so much, man. I love you to death, Ms. Lips.
Definitely salute to your pen game, brother. You know what I'm saying? But definitely a fan also of your work, man. You rocking it out. You know what I mean?
I thank you so much, King, man. Humble.
Hey, that's how we do, fam, bro. Hey, why don't you let everybody know out there in the Tiffany universe what you got going on?
Well, the last Tuesday of November, we rocking out again. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, presents another edition of Cram Session, hosted by myself, Paul Cram the Poet, and my big bro, the legend, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. This edition of Cram Session, it'll be
sweet show for me. It's all Alexandria. It's real dope. Our special pen for the night will be a poet by the she calls herself the Red Shoes Wordsmith. When I first met her, that's what she had on. Like, she was dolled up and she had on some red Converse. Real dope show, real dope artist. And then we have Day Night, the Vamp Season. She's great, great artist. If rather it's R&B, gospel, whether it's rap, she can do it all, man. Real smooth, subtle type of voice. Y'all gonna love her. So come rock out with me the last Tuesday of November so we can do what we always do, and that's turn up on a Tuesday.
Check them out. You know what I'm saying? Tune in for that. You know what I mean? Or, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have my beautiful guest host walk you into the Royale Lounge. Have a drink on me, brother. Word.
No doubt.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Hey, that was dope. Fly. Yeah, he got busy with that one. Yeah, man. Word. I definitely got a song for him. You know what I mean?
That was serious.
Complain, but there's things in the game.
What's your name?
Consequence, I'm tight, burn like flames.
And why's that?
American dream, they got this ghetto kid in the fiend.
Don't stress that, cause it's not in your bloodstream. Your whole being comes from greatness, you remember. Take song, got you caught in the storms of December. And brothers on the block, back in 9 like December. Change your situation, your block is all slender.
Yo, I be on the avenue where they be acting brand new. I'm flooding on these Reebok joints for shorty boo.
All of a sudden, I saw these two kids fronting. Talking out they joints, but they wasn't saying nothing. My hand was on my coolie, they was acting unruly.
Say word.
Yo, word up, yo, I was tight, caught up. But I swallow my pride to let that nonsense ride. Because the positive, it seems that negative side.
Yeah, we was at the dice game, making these cats look silly. Slamming, steady running off at the willy.
I had my cash, fixed my rent, loop with my play dough. I got a T-Solid through all my girls I blow. Took those shits in my palm, let them hit the flow. Kept my eyeballs open for them pigs popo. I got to go on the app, see my parole by four. But I got a steady treat these boys like JoJo.
And I was doing it till I met Ice Spike, the mic. One roll, they had my pocket thirstier than Sprite.
Yo, I know the feeling when you feeling like you're feeling. You be having good thoughts, but the evils be revealing. And the stresses of life can take you off the right path.
Yeah.
Jealousy and envy tends to infiltrate your staff. We gotta hold it there so we can move on past all adversities so we can get through fast.
I really know. Ayo, they got me stressed out.
And you don't know what to do.
So frame this Kodak black. It risen through my contacts with a poultry scrap. Workers get pistol smacked. The switch hitting Queens niggas liquid sore spitting. We're raw puppies. And now your first love is thrills. Your vision of the mill got crushed like hey lover. Try to rise to the top. You just couldn't recover. And all I want is my laceration of the pie. To get this whipped cream before the water runs dry. Niggas flash dancing. Yo, I don't know why. You're sick and snitching. You got your cruising to the pokey like Smokey. The stuff you trying to 3 second homie. Well, I be trying to get star status like Kenobi. So we can build a dynasty just like the Kobe. And all I want is the world to know my Steve. These money hungry niggas is 7:30. And got me stressed out like you four against Steve.
Stressed out when you're face to face with your adversity.
Welcome back. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters on the Epiphany, the Real Network. You hear? Hey, hit that dialing number. Look, Blog Talk Lady, she don't be playing around. No games at all. Dialing number 319-527-6300. You already know. Press 1. Get involved. You know what I mean? Hey, we right here, right now. You know what I mean? Please, what, you got something more for us? In the, you know, and the listeners that's tuning in?
I think I got another little something.
All right, I'm right behind you. We got this.
All right. I called this one Outside My Pen.
Like it's yours.
I have always walked a path untraveled, never heard the same drum as the norm, so I never fit into the spaces I was placed in, and no one desired to see me. So all I had were the words and stories I dreamed and the facts on the nightly news that shaped my world. And I lived in that awkward existence where TV reality and personal fairy tales swirled into one. Because even my family saw no real value in my way of thinking, saw me as silly and frivolous, because I wanted to write stories like I saw in my book. But they said I wasn't like them, those who told the story, because they were special, with something that the world wanted to hear. And I was no one, a nobody that no one cared to hear from. So I wrote out the life I wasn't allowed to live, placed myself in the stories the news told me, and tried to tell the personal stories they were unable to see. And I told love stories of the one who loved me completely and would find value in my oddness, and carnal stories of our bodies yearned for each other. I built a world where I was God and everything was mine to design. But my reality has always been empty, because I was never taught to actually live what I wrote of, because to show that part of me brought chastisement, because I could never be anything but the simple country child I was born, designed to serve all and to live and die for everyone's comfort but mine. So when there was nothing left to want from me, I retreated to my pen, because my life was in my pages that I hid away, lest someone see. And to this day, my ink tells the stories of all I wish to be, even when my real life is stagnant, because I'm just learning how to live outside my pen. I'm lit, and you've just been serviced.
See, your ink ain't no joke.
Thank you.
That was dope. You know what I'm saying? You definitely spearheaded that one. Dope. You know what I mean? All right. You're coming upon that hour soon, so let me jump into this.
I know you got something else too now. Don't be just putting me on Front Street. I know you got something else to spit.
Yes, I. we right here though. This piece is titled Brahma Part 2.
Okay. Mike is yours.
Thank you. Tactical forces infiltrate the places I visit. It's not exquisite. Surprised by the wise, they're looking at eyes. Thoughts are overextended. Somehow we manage the language of speech, finding pure understanding. What happened to troopers that landed? A hero is nothing but a sandwich. I read the book again. I read the book now that I'm older. The power that rests on my shoulders, gracefully placed by Jehovah. Working machine like a Dell PC, plenty of storage, also memory. Only time I sleep, rest my brain, probably insane is crazy. Doubt is bite your tongue. This year I'm holding a pen as a spear. Target a canvas, branding, creating ideas, call me a poetry seer. Portals controlled telepathically, I'm in a galaxy of an odyssey. Women love honesty, ladies enjoy the humble of modesty. never a jester. Wrestle the balance of being grounded and surrounded. Be careful who you lounge with. They might find out where your crown is. There's hope for folks trying to uncloak the matters of an appearance. We all have to be fearless, placing some love on those who care less.
Fly, man, fly. I love the way you spit. You got a cadence to everything you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Everything is in God's hands. You know. Hey, what a beautiful show tonight. You know what I'm saying? Everybody came through getting busy and everything and just, man, knocking
yeah.
it out.
Came in and wrecked the stage, man.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Hey, if you have time for another piece, I'm right there with you.
Okay, let's see. What do you want to hear from me? I've been good most of the night now. I can dig into that drip folder if you want.
Look, go for what you know. We're going to close it out on that note. Go where you go and I'll bring out the Lord.
Okay, let's see what we got here. Let's go with this one. It's called I Love It When. I love it when he says my name. The sound of my name in his masculine tone reverberates in my soul. My body quickens when his dulcet tone speaks my name in a hushed voice, making me quiver with excitement. And I love it when he leans into me, puts his perfectly formed lips next to my ear, telling me all the things he intends to do to me, the way he wants to mold my body into his, making every nook match his crannies so that the flickering candlelight casts one shadow on the wall as we do the dance of sensual pleasures, seeking to reach titillations unknown till satisfaction reaches overflow and our streams become flood tides of ecstasy. And I love it when he rests in me, allowing himself to melt into me, my legs wrapped around his as our breathing synchronizes our heartbeats into one rhythm. And I love it when he stays inside me, lets my cave shelter his manhood and caress him in pulsating waves that eventually awakens the beast within him so that we can begin again this dance, but this time in banshee cries with savage appetite, flapping my ass as he asks whose is it and makes me cry out for more, driving me like a wild Mustang, and he, my expert rider, till he brings me into submission. And lastly, I love it when he cares for me, caresses my whole body as I tremble in satiated joy because he knows I'm cold when I'm thoroughly satisfied. And just before I drift off to contented rest, I absolutely love it when he kisses my face and once again says my name just before he tells me that he loves me too. I'm lit. And you've just been service.
Well, let me gather my thoughts for a minute. You know, when I go through these translucent levels, you know what I'm saying? It's like from King to Lord, it takes a little second. You know what I mean? Got to find out who I am. I love that.
Thank you.
So erotic and excited. You know what I mean? I love it. Whew, man. Just trying to gather myself a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm good. All right. This piece titled Red Chili Peppers.
All right. Mic is yours.
Brown skin beauty, allow me to serve my duty usually. Be cruel to me, makeup sex is unruly. You're a cutie with a nice booty. Touch breasts for convo, lick, suck on nipples till I get you. Lord is an addict and fanatic with automatic magical visual. Explore between hello and goodbyes, kissing your inner thighs. Rise as if my enterprise was compromised, it's like do or die. Rather see emergency with urgency, suck this here dick. Throw pop the guard until I discharge my firearm, no tricks. Energizing minimal to maximum, have them as a new slave. These days form waves on a tide that raise sun rays. Notation on this play, engage, and run on a 69. Afterwards, arch your back spine so I can just, whew, really recline. Up and down as we horseback riding, colliding with pleasure. Let's form a stormy weather over covers while together. Sweat until we're restless and breathless within a nexus. I know one thing in common, that we both are ambidextrous. Lord.
Wow. I didn't know that the king played in the darkness. That was nice.
I have an alter ego. I'm king on one wave and Lord, when I split. When I spit explicit, thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, man. Yeah, I've been taking you there, so I go there sometimes.
You got me kind of looking at you a little differently.
Like I said, I needed an alter ego so I can go in the other direction. You know, I get a little confused, like I become bipolar or some shit. Nah. Thank you, I appreciate that. All right, well, we got a caller in the air. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, let's see what this is.
Hey,
502, you live on the air.
It's Quincy.
Oh,
how are you?
Hey,
Quincy. What's going on, Quincy? What up?
I see y'all was vibing.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Glad you could join us.
Power of poetry. Definitely alive.
Yeah, I'm always late, but I've been here for a little while, not too long, maybe about 20, 25 minutes maybe.
Okay.
At least, I don't know, something like that. But y'all was vibing just on them last two pieces, I know that. Alter egos and stuff, I'm like, okay now.
Yeah, like I told Lisa, I need an alter ego, so that's my alter ego, Lord Atterbury. You know what I mean?
Hey, I need one too. I've tried, but it just, I default back to my regular self, but I've tried.
The king is sensual, Lord is just nasty. <That's it. laughs> Hey, but listen, I'm glad you called through. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you came through and called through. You know what I mean? It's the power of poetry tonight. How do you find the words to shine on your own?
To channel what?
Huh? How do you find the
words? How do I find the words to channel?
To shine on your lines.
Oh. I don't even have an answer. But I heard the power of poetry earlier when he was talking to another poet. That's why I said, let me press one. But I don't have an answer. I just write and ramble and write and ramble until it feels right.
That's what's up. You know what I feel you on that vibe. You know what I'm saying? It's a vibe. So that's what's up. So what you got for us?
So I do have a new poem I wrote that I didn't think I would ever share. Other than, like, you know, directly to some folks. But I'm going to share it if you guys will give me the space.
Absolutely.
Hey, my mic is yours.
Thank you both. And is my audio okay? Because I have to read. It's actually on the paper.
Yeah, you sound great.
Nah, you good.
All right. Thank you both. Today, I so badly want no need to write in my journal. I mean gift received from a beautiful soul, but I'm distracted. My tattoo of 20-plus years hurts. It has aches. My pen does, too. We'll leave the heart out of this, because the heart is what started this. I've ran away, ran back home, because my current home feels like no such thing. And this gift received from a beautiful soul, I'll admit, I ran back home because it was before I met that soul. Currently, he's the only home my heart knows. Today, I so badly want no need to write. My last real morning back in my hometown, I need to let ocean's breeze freeze me, hold me in place, because all I want is for him to hold me in place, touch my face, a gentle stroke, or a simple kiss. There's nothing simple about us. We are 1,000 wishes. The sun is rising. Normally, I'd only see sunset, not a morning person, but lately I've been mourning. What I'm about to lose, I mean give up. Something about a sacrifice, a loss, but only for old love. It's always seemed so fitting. Now I'm lacing that bitch up. Start with a jog, get this practice. I'll start with a jot. Today, I so badly want, no, need to write in my journal. I mean gift received from a beautiful soul. My arms feel a chill. The waves roar at me. They speak words I don't comprehend. My heart receives the message. Beats a little faster, I mean stronger, as it understands it must roar. A beat is no longer enough because that's just a thump. A thump of the heart is like just the stump of a tree showing it used to exist. I am whole tree. He's my roots and so much more. And these tears wetting my cheeks are reflection of how his presence lifts my cheeks, curved smile on my face. I've pretty much lived my whole life worried with a frown, because you know I've been worried since I was 3. My mind and heart have been at war, made lists, thrown them away, because I can't look the other way, walk away. And my heart only beats this way. Something about a sacrifice, a loss, but only for old love. We are 1,000 wishes. Can my ink therapy keep up with this? See the death of me, my demise, the anxiety attack that finally does more than attack but actually makes this poet's works matter. He gives me my flowers now. I hope they don't lead to my funeral. I don't need him to give me rose because with him my heart rose. Woke from dead, he has an honesty, one I can only believe in. The ocean's much louder now. Waves of reminders telling me I know what to do. End the highs and lows. Be with what was made for you. How does the ocean yell at me and whisper at the same time? The same as a heart lives and dies at the same time. The sun is rising now high over the gulf. I'm high because his eyes only see me to lift me up. The ocean is roaring and so calm, it is a beautiful soul. Both wave and crash like a sacrifice, a loss but only for old love. Tells me not to beg anymore, rather to have faith, even when the direction seems so questionable. Or when my heart and mind are at war, oceans washing away my ability to beg and plead, requiring a stronger faith in the guidance I'm being given. Telling me I don't want no need to write in my journal. I mean gift received from a beautiful soul because I don't need to poem a truth or stanza an answer. It already lives within me where it lived lockboxed in my heart where no one could ever infiltrate. The answer has always lived behind my lips, stored safely. Now I pucker for the kiss. My lips shall set the truth free. There's no heist, but I'm hollering free Gwen C. Ocean wants all its salt back, says it's no longer for me. Any weakness I've ever felt is to be let go. Strong is the only thing I'm supposed to know. What I'm supposed to be, who I'm supposed to be. That's that piece. And I didn't cry, yay!
Ow, that was a piece though.
Thank you.
I recorded it. I sent it to Just Jay, y'all, and I was crying in it. So I'm kind of glad I didn't cry today.
That was definitely fly.
Thank you.
Definitely,
I appreciate
definitely a fan of your work. Hey, you got it. I mean, Lisa, you got anything to say more
on that? I being a woman who has been in that position, man, those words are powerful, you know. And it's hard to stand in that space, you know. It's hard to be. Sometimes it's about the heart wants what it wants, but sometimes the head knows better.
That's right. That's right.
That's
true. You're so right. Thank you.
Well, very welcome. Look, well, I'm going to escort you over here to the Royale Lounge. You know, this is the French Quarters. So,
all right.
Look, thank you for coming through. You know what I mean?
Yes, thank you.
Have a drink on. Well, I'm going to have a drink on me. Come on, come on.
And you know it. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Hey, one love, one mic.
I'm going to love one mic. See the work.
Hey, well, Gwen, what a beautiful night tonight. Can't be doing a thing. Definitely.
I thank you for having me to come in, man. This has been amazing.
Hey, I thank you for coming through. I appreciate you. Today, you know
what
I mean? And Gwen, Lisa, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you let them know what you got going on?
Well, right now, I believe we're still going to do Divas Talk on Wednesday night. Depending on if La Pearl the Negra is feeling better or not, we don't yet have a topic, but tune in. Hopefully, we will be there.
Alright, that's what's up. Y'all heard it right there. I mean, once again, I thank you for filling in for La Pearl. You know what I'm saying? And it's been a beautiful night. You know what I'm saying?
Feel better, sis.
You know
I know you still listen somewhere.
The power of poetry. You know what I mean? And everybody tune in next week, Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Right here, King and Queen's Court. I'm going to take them out with one of these old school songs. We're going to flip it back to the 90s. And,
all right.
Peace, love, and poetry.
Papa, you mixed up. Vanilla Tracy, he's a Bugatti, I just live by he. Around the Dolce, Gabbana sipping pure J with the ill Nana. Yeah, you up around. I had your loyalties and your joints. You're in your royalties and your points. So what the deal is? We're Foxy Brown, McCain. Now we lay Bonnie McFly. Now I'm up in Jamaica breaking all your paper.
You're the only one for me. You're the only one I need. Can nobody make me feel the way you're making me feel. And girl, you and again, and again, and again, oh.
sex wetter than Aquarius. Flashing, niggas that fastin'. Hoop up slow and layer jets and coops my 1 second. You ain't know that I be macking. The extra set the keys to 30 G's. Them trips to Bennies had you living on your knees. Not to mention the laced out crib in Dallas. The 40 room palace, sippin' to salad.
Oh, you gotta do.